Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is Purpose of Wealth 4, Progress. Hello, ALUXers. We hope you're as excited as we are for the fourth installment of the Purpose of Wealth series, especially today when we're talking about progress. What is progress, if not the optimization of life? The constant improvement or replacement of that which underperforms. Progress has been embedded into our DNA since our inception. Those who are able to adapt, evolve, make progress in any form, eventually survive to write the future. This desire to make life better, easier, and live more fulfilled and happy lives has been at the core of who we are as a society. The true purpose of wealth is to do just that, as money and wealth are the latest iteration in the game of progress. Here's the catch, though. It all starts with you. Personal progress. A person's second life begins after they realize that what's ahead of them is under their control. Unlike the past, the future is yours to create it. Your life will change once you realize that as individuals, we all have the power to decide who we want to be and what we want to do. The foundation of this idea is the concept of self-improvement. Do anything for long enough and you become good at it. Study how the best do it for long enough, and by emulating them, we can get good at it. One can alter their future by changing their present. The purpose of wealth is to provide you with the tools you need to alter this future to the best of your desire. It's you. It's always you that has to choose, for you are living for yourself and you are your greatest resource. That's why they always say investing in yourself pays the best dividends. Personal progress means spending time, effort, and money so your ability to navigate the world improves, and by extension, your reality follows suit. One can't fix the world before they fix themselves. So fix yourself. Fix everything about you. Fix your health. Fix your relationships. Fix the money, and then use all of that to change your life. The most valuable secret one should know is to seek progress, not perfection. As long as today you're better off than you were yesterday, you're doing all right in life. As long as you're living, please remember this. Once you get yourself to a point where you're comfortable in your life, then you can use the wealth you have at your disposal, and we're talking financial wealth and wealth in terms of knowledge, to improve not only your own reality, but the reality of those around you. Inner circle progress. The last thing you want in life is to reach the other side of the river and know that everyone you care about is still stuck back over there. Over time, we've learned to measure wealth and success differently than just through money. Measure wealth not by how much of it you possess, but by the abundance of wealth around you. What's the point of having the blessings of the world if you can't share them with anyone? It's your duty and your responsibility to use your wealth to improve the lives of those you care about in the same way you wish someone did for you when you were starting out. You can be the tide that raises all boats up. In your growth journey, at some point, you'll hit a crossroads. One option is to keep going ahead the same way you used to and get the same type of rewards you deserve, making the same kind of impact, and who knows, maybe you'll slowly, gradually improve. The other comes with an interesting position: to go bigger, to go after goals you can go after on your own. These are larger impact goals. They require more moving pieces than you can manage. Making $100 million will require a different kind of approach than the one that got you $1 million. It's the same with happiness and even health. If you got yours, we feel it's time to mobilize the troops and see what can be done for the well-being of the inner circle. If it's not money, it's your knowledge and insight that will provide value for these people. Use it to improve your inner circle's ability to navigate the world. What better way to use your wealth than this? You start with yourself, move on to your inner circle, and only then you can expand to your local community. Community progress. This is where you become an actual force. The purpose of wealth is to allow you to facilitate real change in your community. What is holding back people just like you? What tools would have served you well growing up? What steep hill were you forced to climb that you didn't have to? There's an old saying that goes like this: it takes a village to raise a child, but who's taking care of the village? If each of its members takes from the village enough for themselves to get away from it, what happens to the village in the long term? We're all brought up by communities, and it's our duty to aid in the process of development of these communities so that they can keep doing what they're doing. What communities need above everything else isn't money, although money does help. It's actually tools and instructions on how to use the tools. Don't give them fish. Teach them how to make their own fishing rods, how to catch the fish, how to make sure they fish in a sustainable way, and then check up on their progress. It's up to you to change the game. You didn't like what school taught you? Help them teach better. Your community didn't support you? Don't go on to perpetuate that practice. Be what the community should have been for you when you were starting out. The community only changes if those who changed already stay and help the community to do the same. If you're able to help your community thrive, guess what? Your solution works with other communities too. Progress through distribution. Progress is the result of multiple iterations of new and improved tools and insights. If you are able to fix yourself, your inner circle, and above everything else, your community, then it's super likely your solution can be deployed en masse to alleviate the pain of others. That's effectively how and why the world keeps getting better and better every year. There are people out there who figure out smart solutions and then distribute them globally. And because of everyone's small contribution, the world is less shittier than it used to be. Everything around you is the solution somebody found to a problem that was so good it was mass distributed. We live in the age of comfort, that of connectivity and information abundance. It's never been cheaper to produce anything than it is today and at the scale we can do it now. Use the leverage of scale to help those you can help. You're under no obligation to do so, but after you solve wealth, you'll begin to realize that what you're actually craving is impact through utility. We all die eventually and want something to live beyond us, which takes us to the last type of progress: future progress. This is progress through innovation. You are effectively financing the future. How amazing is it that you could have this kind of impact, that your ideas, matched with your wealth and other people's efforts, could actually create a new future for everyone? People think the world will get better on its own, but that's not the truth. Things get better when time, effort, creativity, and money come together to make it better. They say the only way to predict the future is to create it. And time again, we've seen people do just that. That's why the world is looking at Elon Musk the way it does. People want progress, and society is ready to back, support, and help in any way they can those who bring us progress. Without these kinds of individuals willing to tackle the future and bend it to their will, we would all be stuck in a slowly improving present. As long as you live, remember that the light bulb didn't come from the continuous iteration of the candle. If one finds themselves in the fortunate position to have amassed wealth, what higher purpose could that wealth serve than pushing humanity as we know it forward? We've yet to explore the universe. We have yet to understand ourselves. And as Frieza put it, this isn't even our final form. It all starts with you, the individual, and slowly expanding outwards in terms of impact. Look at wealth as fuel for progress and deploy yours toward whichever progress phase you find yourself in. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.